So there is a, from the ground level up to the highest levels of political office in Illinois, a tremendous response and resistance to the Trump raids and to the threats of trying to bring in the military to Chicago.
Well, that does it for our show today, Juan. Thanks so much for that report. We end today's show by wishing Miguel Noguera a happy birthday, and also a happy fifth birthday to my beloved Zazu Goodpup. She came to us in the Nor'easter in 2020. I wish her brother, her beloved brother Kasha, a happy birthday as well. And thanks so much for joining us.
Come on out October 16th, 17th, and 18th for two mega sales under one roof. The Quality Inn Hotel at 33 Benson Street is hosting its Zara-branded outerwear sale and mega sports sale featuring jackets, parkas, jerseys, hoodies, toques, and more just in time for those cooler temperatures. Students get a 10% discount on everything. Head out to the Quality Inn 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Thursday and Friday, and then on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for great deals on outerwear and sports apparel.
Homecoming is a couple of days away. Get ready for a weekend packed with fun, memories, and excitement. Whether you're looking to reconnect, celebrate, or just enjoy the festivities, there's something for everyone. Don't miss out. Find out all the details and plan your perfect weekend at queensu.ca/alumni/homecoming.
This is Denver from Desaparecidos, and you're listening to CFRC, Campus and Community Radio, Queens University.
On Saturday at midnight. That's when Phantasm, the most terrifying movie of all time, will have one special preview. Phantasm, the film that puts the fun in funeral. And as for a fiendish story, it does have a burial plot. Come prepared to scream, because if this one doesn't scare you, you're already dead. Phantasm from Avco Embassy Pictures. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent or guardian.
go. Good morning, everybody. How are you all doing today? My name is Jeff the Nerd, and welcome to CFRC 101.9 FM, coming at you live from Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Sitting pretty in the Limestone City, all the way from Brisbane, Australia, by way of 1985. That was the Screaming Tribesmen with Date with a Vampire. Right here on Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday, your spooktacular headquarters for all Halloween nonsense. That's right. If you're just joining us, then get ready, because we are into part three of our month of Halloween nonsense. That's right. All month long on Indie Wake Up Wednesday, we are spinning nothing but the best Halloween spooktacular tunes to get you in the freaky mood. Oh, yeah. It's not just the monster mash here, people. We're giving you the goods. We're giving you the goods. You got me, Jeff the Nerd, until 10 a.m. We're going to have a wonderfully stuffed program today. First and foremost, we are giving away a pair of passes to Fort Fright. That's right. Call in anytime the music is playing. I've got one pair of passes today. You got to give me a call and tell me what your favorite scary movie is. Is it The Shining? Is it Silence of the Lambs? Is it this one, 1986's hit Chopping Mall? Or Shopping costs you an arm and a leg? Who knows? Just give me a ring. Like I said, whenever the music is on and I'm not jibber-jabbering, at 613-533-CFRC. Tell me your favorite spooky movie, and a pair of Fort Fright passes are yours. Excellent. Also today, moving on, we're also going to be talking about our lovely sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods. Old Farm Fine Foods, downtown Kingston, on the heart of Queen's University campus. It's also reading week here on campus, so we're going to be talking about just how delightfully quiet it is at the moment. If you're downtown Kingston, you know, House of Learned Doctors, everything's a little chill right now. Things aren't going to be chill for much longer, because this coming weekend, it's homecoming. That's right, we're going to be talking about Queen's homecoming this coming weekend. A little bit of history, a little bit of fun facts, nothing too crazy. I think it's going to be a fine weekend. I think it's going to be A-OK. Also on the program today, we're going to be talking about pop culture news, spooky news, movie news, everything that's going on in and around Hollyweird. And of course, it is October. It's the spooky month, and Thanksgiving is in the rearview mirror. So we're going to talk a little bit of Halloween nonsense. Maybe we'll talk about a history of weird Halloween candies, possibly next break. Who knows? We'll find out together. My name's Jeff the Nerd. This is Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday. And let's get things a-moving and a-grooving. This one is 45 Grave with their track Riboflavin right here on CFRC.
Oh, Barber, mumbling because I've got a samosa in my mouth, and I just want you to know that CFRC 101.9 rocks.
At last, Halloween is here. I'm Linda Pellegrino, WUTV's 8 o'clock movie host, reminding you of the do's and don'ts of Halloween. Stay within your own neighborhood and be sure to take along mom or dad. Use light-colored costumes short enough so you don't trip. Look both ways before you cross the street and only cross at corners or crosswalks. All treats should be brought home and not eaten until mom or dad inspects them. Unwrapped candy should be thrown out. Follow these safety tips and have a treatful Halloween.
Did you see today?
Yeah, I saw a skeleton hanging his head on a tombstone in the cemetery. The sun was out.
It was weird, I gotta say. What did you do today?
I asked a skeleton. I said, hey, why are you banging your head in that way? On a tombstone in the cemetery.
On such a lovely day. He said he climbed out when the sun came up at dawn. He just wanna see
he
what.
Just wanna see what
the heck was going on. In the sunshine, in the graveyard. Did you meet today?
I met a very special skeleton. He had a lot of curiosity about the living world. But that's all that I was
Tony Calder, and you're one of the fabulous listeners to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
What a start in the morning. Happy almost Halloween, everybody. My name is Jeff the Nerd, and thank you very much for coming along. This is Indie Wake Up Wednesday, your Halloween headquarters for the next couple of weeks. Every Wednesday morning, we're going crazy, and we're playing nothing but the best spooky tunes to get you in the holiday mood. Let's say you've got a Halloween party or some sort of pumpkin contest social coming up in the future, and you need music to play, and you're, you know, sick of Thriller, sick of the Monster Mash, then tune into Indie Morning Wednesdays and find some new spooky tunes, like that one we just heard from Miranda and the Beat. That was Mr. Monster out of New York, New York. Check them out. They're wonderful. My name is Jeff the Nerd, and this is CFRC 101.9 FM, your campus and community radio since 1922. Very spooky. Not too shabby. Also, in that last set, we heard Rasputina with their little ditty, Skeleton Bang. Nothing quite like a prominent double bass leading the charge there. Was that a double bass or was that a cello? I don't know. It's homecoming week, or no, it's reading week on campus here, so I assume all the musicians are gone home to do their laundry. We also heard in there a classic from The Strangeloves with I Want Candy. Who doesn't want candy? In fact, that's what I've been having for breakfast this morning. No shame. And we opened it up with 45 Grave and their tune, Riboflavin. 45 Grave is yet another American punk rock band out of the early 80s, I guess. They seem to really dig Halloween in the 70s and 80s. Most of the tunes I've got lined up for this month of Halloween nonsense are, you know, from that era. I don't know what it was about the 70s and 80s, but they just seem to really, really dig Halloween. Maybe it's nostalgia. Maybe that's what's going on. Maybe it's no different. But I've got rose-colored glasses, or I don't know, blood-colored glasses for that kind of that time in history. Speaking of time in history, we are listening to John Carpenter's The Fog from the classic John Carpenter movie titled The Fog. Anyone out there a John Carpenter music fan? I know he's made a lot of great and terrible movies over his storied career, but don't forget, he's also a very accomplished musician. He, of course, composed the music to a lot of his movies. This one, Halloween, Big Trouble in Little China, tons. And he's currently got a 6-album box set that's out right now for sale that I am highly considering ordering. 6 blood red vinyls, all featuring new music, a lot of new music. Him and his son have gotten together and they've started a band, and they do their own new kind of new metal or techno metal kind of stuff, but also a lot of remixes of classic favorites like this one. If you want to check that out, if you want to give it a listen, I highly recommend going over to this website called YouTube and checking out John Carpenter live at the Knockdown Center in Brooklyn, New York. It was last Friday he was there live with his band, and some hero uploaded, I think it's an hour and a half video of the full concert from like the front or second row of the Knockdown Center in Brooklyn, New York. Is it Brooklyn? I don't know. Maybe it's Queens. Who knows? But check it out. It's on YouTube. I watched it. I turned it on. I didn't think I was going to sit through the whole thing, but man, oh man, that old Dickens, known as John Carpenter, he's still got it. He's just standing on stage in front of his synth and his keyboard, doing his thing. It's wonderful. This time of morning, we like to talk about what's going on in and around my life. Of course, you're hearing me grasping at straws today because Simone the Moan is out on assignment once again. Maybe she's getting sick of all the Halloween nonsense. Who knows? I hope you're not getting sick of it. But what's going on in my life is a whole lot of nothing. I've been on vacay this week. I'm taking the week off, having a nice good old-fashioned staycation. I'm slumming it. Maybe that's why Simone's not in today, because she knew that I wasn't going to be showering this entire week. And I'm just down here in CFRC headquarters, stinking out the booth. No better vacation than a staycation. It's like you grow up in Kingston, Ontario, and you work downtown, and you talk to all these wonderful tourists and people that are coming in from all over the world. They're coming in from all abroad, and they want to experience what's going on in town. As a local, I kind of forget all the cool things that are around. You know what I mean? You never do the things that you should be doing because you live here. It's that sort of situation. So this is my week. This is week of nerd stuff. So if you see a stinky, bearded ball of flannel and hair marching down Princess Street, kind of like Pink Pigpen from Peanuts, then don't worry. It's just me out strutting my stuff, enjoying the week. Speaking of tourists and people coming in from abroad, the campus might be quiet right now because it's reading week, but this week and weekend is, of course, homecoming, Queen's University homecoming. Alumni come in from all over the place to celebrate their time and the friends that they made here at Queen's University campus. So, of course, you know, like I said, I'm a local, and the only thing that locals seem to always want to talk about is, you know, the street parties or whatever. Last year didn't seem that bad, to be honest. I don't remember anything too crazy. Maybe it's finally not becoming much of a thing. So if you're a local and you're downtown Kingston, you're wondering, you know, what else is going on? Why are all these, you know, people, all these elder alumni walking around? Well, there's tons of homecoming events happening in and around Kingston. Homecoming officially starts tomorrow on Thursday. It runs from October. Oh, no, sorry, Friday. Blah. It runs from October 17th to 19th, and there's a full calendar of events on the Queen's University Homecoming website starting Thursday, October 16th. You know, there's things happening, like such as the Psy 80s early arrival dinner at Jackassers at 7 o'clock. Or on Friday, you've got Experimental Learning Center and Simulation Lab tours at the School of Medicine. That's a faculty registration required event happening Friday at 4 o'clock. There's tons of stuff going on. There's, lots of receptions, lots of meet and greets, lots of breakfast. You've got Class of Medicine 65, Class of Psy 70 coming in. It's 1970. So the town is going to be awash with alumni, and I think that's a wonderful thing. You know, it's the tail end of tourist season. Let's get those. Let's wring out the rag, the bar rag of tourist dollars. A few more drops before, you know, the colder months happen. So that's what's going on. It's reading week on campus. Things are quiet. The only things that are on campus right now are you, me, and the geese. I don't know if you saw the sky this morning, but the Canada geese are out in force. I think they're finally getting ready to head south. You know what? Next break, when we talk about our sponsors, Old Farm Fine Foods, and I run out of things to talk about, next break, I've got some Canada geese facts for you. I guess the only fact you need to know about those is to just not get in their way. Don't mess with them. For the love of God, don't mess with them. If you're just tuning in, my name is Jeff the Nerd, and this is CFRC. It's 8:30 in the morning, Wednesday. We're coming at you live over 101.9 FM, and it's week three of our Halloween spooktacular specials. I'm just nerding out with you guys with all the geekiest Halloween tunes for the month of October. And speaking of Halloween, before we get back to the tunes, we are giving away passes to the legendary Fort Fright event this October at Fort Henry. So if you want to get in on that, check out CFRC Music, CFRC Music on Instagram. Follow at Fort Henry 1832 and CFRC Music on Instagram. Like the post that they posted about winning tickets to Fort Fright. And tag who you would bring to Fort Fright in the comments. No limit on comments. And every time you share the post, it gets you extra entries. So that's one way of winning some tickets to Fort Fright. If you want another way, then just give me a call as soon as I'm done yammering. 613-533-CFRC. That's right. 613-533-2372. Give me a call while I'm on my musical interludes. And tell me what your favorite scary movie is. It doesn't have to be a Halloween movie. It can be Yentl. If that movie really shakes you to your core, then that's valid. Give me a call and tell me your favorite spooky movie, and a pair of passes to Fort Fright are yours. 613-533-2372. My name, like I said, is Jeff the Nerd, and we are going to get back to the tunes. It's Spooky Wednesday here on Indie Morning Wednesday, and let's keep things a-rockin' and a-rollin'. This is the five-man electrical band with their track, Werewolf.
Mama said, there's something weird about Billy. I looked in his room. His bed wasn't slept in at all last night. But Papa said,
now Mama, don't you go talking silly. He's just a young boy. He's just sowing his wild oats, and that's all right.
But Mama said, no, something real strange about my Billy. The farmer down the road said, he lost a few of his sheep last night. I saw him from my window, and he was on the hill just screaming at the moonlight.
Is it any wonder we hate to see the sun go down? And is it any wonder we hate to see the full moon coming around?
So Papa said,
I guess there's only one thing to do. Billy, hand me down my gun, son. Bring along that silver dinner bell.
But Mama said,
Papa, I beg you don't kill him.
'Cause I just couldn't bear to think about my baby in hell. But he went down to the blacksmith, got him out of bed and said,
get your fire hot. Your shutters and close down the doors. We're gonna need all the heat you got. 'Cause I want you to melt my silver bell down to a single shot. I got a job to do, and I got to get it done before the sun comes up.
Whoa.
good shot. I said, Papa got him. Then we heard a scream. Mama smiled and said, bitch, Billy got him. But when I lifted up my eyes, there was Papa in the doorway staring at the floor. And my big brother Billy never did come home no more.
I'm Trevor from the Arrogant Worms, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Killer. Well, if their girls are swooning all the fellas, they're the worst. Because they know what happened, exactly what happened. The killer, he got there first. Well, he wears his blue jeans and a faded shirt. Where's the tail in here? That's why they call him, they'll call him a everybody calls him killer. Cause he's a lady killer, just having a ball. So my fellas, if you see him coming, grab your girls and start him running. Cause the killer spares no fire at all. Oh yeah. And ignore the alarms. No, I know why they call him. They'll call him. Everybody calls him killer. Cause he's a lady killer, just having a ball. So fellas, if you see him coming, grab your girls and start him running. Cause the killer, he spares no fire at all.
Monster Face, the gruesome monster head you make and remake into the most monstrous monsters imaginable.
Now for the test.
It works!
Monster Face comes with everything shown here.
Oh,
Hey, this is Bishop Nehru. Shout out to CFRC and the campus and community radio at Queens University. Much love to everybody. Much love to all the Nehruvians listening. Peace.
And no one can see me no more. My mirror fades and spiders creep across the door. And nothing really means anything no more. When I'm asleep and standing on a kitchen floor, I'm in distress and captured by the creature's roar. A dinosaur is riding in my elevator, but I'm too dead to care about it anymore. We are the freaks who walks among you. We are the creeps who lives in vain. We are the freaks who walks among you. We are the creeps in your brain. When I'm awake, I'm standing on a frozen floor. I cannot speak, and no one can see me no more. My mirror fades, and spiders creeps across the door. And nothing really means anything no more. When I'm asleep, and standing on the kitchen floor, I'm in distress, and captured by the creature's roar. A dinosaur is riding in my elevator, and I'm too dead to care about it anymore. We are the freaks who walks among you. We are the creeps who lives in vain. We are the freaks who walks among you. We are the creeps in your brain. And I'm alone, I'm standing on the frozen floor. I cannot speak, no one can see me no more. My mirror fades and spiders creep across the door. And nothing really means anything no more. When I'm asleep, I'm standing on the kitchen floor. I'm in distress and I'm captured by the creature's roar. A dinosaur is riding in my elevator, but I'm too dead to care about it anymore. We are the freaks who walks among you. We are the creeps who lives in vain. We are
the warmth among you. We are the creeps in your brain.
Welcome back, ladies and germs. My name's Jeff the Nerd, and that was The Freaks by Cortex. Yeah, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. This is Indie Morning Wake Up, your Wednesday edition, which means things are a little bit freakier, a little bit more terrifying, and just a tiny bit more macabre. Things are getting crazy down here in the CFRC headquarters. Lower level of Carruthers Hall, sitting pretty in the limestone city, Kingston, Ontario. It's Queen's University campus. It's reading week. Things are a little quiet out there in the quad. I'm cocking my ear, and I don't hear a single hacky sack being hacked. No sacks being hacked today, which means a lot of the students are out of town. Presumably reading. That's what we assume that they're doing, hitting the books, studying hard, pulling pencils out of their perms, and licking the tips and jotting down notes. This is what I imagine goes on campus. That, a whole lot of learning, and this, a whole lot of yearning for Halloween. Before The Freaks by Cortex, we heard from Richard Starr with his classic Witchcraft Love. That era of like 60s novelty Halloween tunes, you know, there's like 100 different versions of Monster Mash. They're all annoying, but they're only like 2 minutes long. So it's like tolerable annoying. Kind of like me. Before Richard Starr, we heard The Misfits. Wow, I spit all over the mic on that one. The Misfits with Night of the Living Dead. Sparkle Moore before The Misfits with her classic Killer. That was an early Scream version. Sounded like she was a bit hoarse in the throat. Some of the other versions of Killer by Sparkle Moore. The screams are a little more, you know. That's how I put that. That's the articulation for today. We opened up the set with the five-man electrical band and werewolf. What's worse than one werewolf? Five electrical werewolves. That's worse. My name is Jeff the Nerd, and thanks for coming along. This time of morning, we'd like to go and have a little chit-chat about our amazing sponsors, Old Farm Fine Foods. Old Farm Fine Foods, they've been generously sponsoring this program for years now, putting up with all the nonsense, tolerating the nerd, and we thank them for it and we love them for it. Get on down to Clergy and Barry Street, Barry and Clergy Street, downtown Kingston, Ontario, and see what is cooking at the Little Red House known as Old Farm Fine Foods. Get in there. It's your one-stop shop for everything delectable. A lot of very high-end, delicious groceries. If you're wanting to, like, impress someone, I'm not saying it has to be romantic, but let's say it is. You want to make them a nice dinner, get down to Old Farm and get some quality ingredients. Lots of stuff in the pantry section. A lot of fine, handmade pastas coming in all the way from Italy. A lot of really good sauce, lots of things with truffle in it. You want to impress someone and you don't know much about cooking like me, just truffle everything. They'll love it. I guarantee it. Also, a lot of really great pre-made things. We just had Thanksgiving. That's right. If you're just tuning in and let's say you're from down south, one of our American listeners, special shout out to Watertown guy. We just had Canadian Thanksgiving, so Old Farm was all abuzz with Turkey Madness. If you want to get on Turkey Madness for Christmas, don't worry, it's coming up. But let's say, you know, you didn't really get as much Thanksgiving as you want. Maybe you're from abroad and you don't really celebrate it, or maybe your family's just too far away to justify going there for a mere long weekend. Then get down to Old Farm and, you know, hunt around. I guarantee they probably, that's a good bit of wording. I guarantee that they most likely still have some Old Farm famous turkey dinners in the freezer. They're absolutely delicious. It's a take-home meal. You pop it in the oven. It's got everything you need. And the bonus ingredient is that sort of Thanksgiving, you know, feel-good rumbly in your tumbly deliciousness. I'm running out of words because I'm getting hungry. I mentioned last break that I have been feasting on Halloween candy all week long as I am on vacation, and I'm starting to get the hankering for some real food, something with a little protein in it maybe. So I don't know. Even though it's my day off, I think I'm still going to have to mosey on down to Old Farm Fine Foods and see what's in the freezer. See if they've got any, you know, pot pies left from this past weekend. Always something delicious. Let's say, though, you did get an Old Farm turkey and you're like my brother and sister-in-law and you're swimming in leftovers. I was going down the rabbit hole just now on the interweb looking up, you know, your classic top 10 Thanksgiving turkey leftover meals and all that. There's a myriad of lists online where two goody two-shoe websites are putting all these lists together. And what I could surmise is that they're basically, it all just involves taking all your leftovers, mashing it up, and putting it into some other food-to-mouth transportation form. Shepherd's pie was a big one. Take all your leftovers, mash them up, put some potatoes on top, throw in a casserole dish. You're donezo. Turkey sandwiches, it's the same. Turkey tacos, it's the same thing. All that people are doing are just shredding up their leftovers, throwing it all together, probably because post-Thanksgiving, we're all just too tired to really do anything more creative. And they just mash it together and get it in, just get it into your food hole. I don't know. I mean, why not just put it all into a blender with some yogurt and just do away with chewing and everything? Leftovers are a fickle mistress. I prefer... What's the opposite of leftover? Just fresh. I prefer to just eat a good fresh meal. And once again, that's why I want to get down to our amazing sponsors, Old Farm Fine Foods, and see what deliciousness they have in store. It's homecoming. Or no, it's reading week, so the students are mostly vacated from campus, but then looking online, most of the Queen's University food services are closed this week, so the remaining students and faculty, they got nowhere to go. So that means Old Farm is going to be bumping for lunch, so you're going to want to get in there today and see what's going on, get yourself a delicious lunch, because it's the only place on campus to get it. Also, it's friggin' delicious. So check them out, downtown Kingston, 204 Barry Street at the corner of Barry and Clergy. Or you check them out on Instagram, Old Farm FF on the gram, as the kids say, and see what is cooking good looking. My name is Jeff the Nerd, and this is CFRC. We're going to get back to the tunes, and then after 9 o'clock, we are going to find some amazing events that are coming up in and around Kingston, Ontario this coming weekend. We always say it, it's hump day. We got to start thinking about the weekend now so that we don't waste it like I do every single weekend. So stick around, because after 9, we're talking events in Kingston, Ontario. My name's Jeff the Nerd. This is Indie Moy Cup Wednesday. And coming up, another sort of Halloween classic. This is Evil Woman by the Electric Light Orchestra. That's Halloween, right? Yeah, why not? Let's do it.
original is back. The film that shocked millions of dreams into nightmares is back. You want to test your nerves? See Jaws. If you dare. Jaws at the Ritz Leicester Square now. Certificate A.